Hey there. Today, we'll dive into a topic that is close to my heart. I want to live on purpose with intention. Not only that, I want to do it in a God-honoring way. Now, if you want to honor God too and need ideas on how to seek and embody characteristics that are pleasing to Him, then let's explore this together. Let's take a moment to reflect on two key characteristic traits that please God: humility and love. Living on purpose with intention means that you and I will shine with humility and love. These qualities are not only pleasing to God, but they also have a positive impact on those around us. Welcome to Believe and Speak. I'm Shauna Marie Bryant, and I'm here to read a bit of scripture, give you a declaration from that scripture, and repeat it with you to empower your tongue with truth. Today, I'm going to share four verses from Philippians that encourage us to shine brightly with love and humility. So listen as I read. They're not in consecutive order, but they're from Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. And then I'm going to skip down to verses 14 and 15. And I'm going to read them from the New International Version. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky. To faithfully seek and embody characteristics that honor God means living with intentionality, right? I mean, we don't just go through the motions, we live on purpose. But here's the challenge. In this crazy, fast-paced world that we're in, the distractions and pressures around us can make it easy for us to lose sight of what truly matters. So here's how we're going to keep what matters most in our sights. We're going to declare with intention the promised result for those who honor God. Now, it's spelled out in Philippians 4:15, one of the verses I just read, and it's this: I will shine with humility and love. Now, I am all about making you aware of the power of your tongue to shift attitudes and beliefs, to shape values and behaviors. Imagine how what you do and say each day might change if you woke up every day declaring, "Today, I will shine with humility and love." Will you declare that with me now? I will shine with humility and love. Now, I did a video a while back on the 613 do's and don'ts in the Old Testament. I much prefer instructions on what to do rather than what not to do. But Paul makes a point of contrasting selfish ambition with humility. He also teaches us to do things without grumbling or arguing. In other words, to operate with kind-hearted compassion out of love. Now, I promised to share how to seek and embody those two key character traits that please God. So let's start with humility. Value others above yourself. Now, there's a reason that most people have heard and know the meaning of the phrase "looking out for number one." It's because most people put themselves first. They just do. Now, I'm not suggesting that you always come last or that you put everyone else's wants before your own needs. That mindset of unhealthy boundaries can lead to a host of issues that I am passionate about helping people overcome. Paul is balancing what to do, value others, with an admonition about what not to do. Namely, do nothing out of selfish ambition, right? Or vain conceit. You will get all out of balance and run the risk of having people take advantage of you if you apply this point out of context. So hear me say that. Humility doesn't mean you devalue yourself. It means you value others above yourself. You are worthy, and you have the power to make a positive impact in the world. The declaration that I want you to believe and speak is based on the promise from Philippians 4:15 to those who humble themselves and honor God. Remember, I will shine with humility and love. Will you say that? I will shine with humility and love. Now, before I move on to the second key characteristic that pleases God, I want to invite you to click or tap the like and also subscribe if you haven't already. And make sure that you do click those bell notifications so you don't miss any of my messages. Okay, now we're going to move on to what Philippians 2 teaches us about how to embody love. Love isn't just a feeling. How do we embody love? Serve others without grumbling or arguing. I tell you what, a sour attitude while doing something sweet spoils any positive outcomes from putting someone else's needs before our own. For example, if my husband texts me during my early morning Pilates class to ask me to pick up coffee creamer on my way home from the gym, and I do it only after texting back how much I hate to go grocery shopping when I'm all sweaty, I can be sure that nothing positive is going to come out of my grumbling. But if I keep my earbuds in, walk to the store across the parking lot from the gym, and come home with creamer, I set a much better tone for the day and for our relationship. These small acts can have a ripple effect, spreading kindness and light in a world that can sometimes feel dark. The verses that I read from Philippians 2 say that you and I can shine like stars in the darkness of an unkind and argumentative world. We can embody characteristics that are pleasing to God by serving others with humility and with love. Your tongue has power, so would you believe and speak today's declaration one more time with me? Again, what if you woke up every morning saying this, I will shine with humility and love? Let's pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much that we can love because you first loved us. Lord, because of you and your grace and your mercy and the model that Jesus gave us in the Gospels, God, we can value others above ourselves. We can, Father, love the way you taught us to love again through the life of Jesus. God, I pray that you would help us to do that, to just take a step back and say, okay, is this something that I really need to put first? And if it is, Lord, again, we need to have healthy boundaries. But if it isn't, Lord, help us to be humble and to say, you know what? I can get that coffee creamer or whatever it is. Lord, because we know that kindness is infectious, God. And even Jesus taught us that if someone is cruel or unkind, even slaps, he says, slaps us on one cheek, we should offer the other. So God, help us to do that. Help us to live humbly, loving lives, God, because we not only want to please you, Lord, but we want to make an impact in this world. God, repaying good for evil, repaying a kind word for an unkind one goes a long way, Lord, to shifting the atmosphere. And so, God, I thank you. I thank you that through the Holy Spirit indwelling us as believers, that we can have love. It's one of the fruit of the Spirit. love, peace, joy, Father, give that to us in abundance. And we know when we ask that, Lord, that we're asking according to your will. So give us those qualities, Father, so that we can live on purpose, with intention, in a world that can be dark, by being humble, by being loving, because of you and how you empower us through your Spirit to be that way. And so, God, we thank you, and we ask this in the mighty, mighty name of Jesus. Amen. I want to thank you so much for joining me today, and I want you to remember, again, those key characteristics of humility and love. They're not just words, but they're values that can shape our lives and bring us closer to God. I encourage you to take a moment to reflect on how you can exemplify these traits in your own life and share your thoughts with me and with others in the comments below. Together, let's strive to embody loving humility so that we not only honor God in all we do, but we make an impact in this world. I appreciate you. And again, if you need more ideas on how to live in ways that honor God, I encourage you to watch the video that I mentioned earlier about Jesus's take on those 613 do's and don'ts in the Old Testament. And please share this message with someone who wants to live on purpose with intention, because your tongue has power. Use it for good.